What's that coming in the distance? There's drummer, Kenyon Fields, we know him. Bagpiper with him, that's Aaron Stratton. Looks like they're looking for something. Isn't that how you should start a fall folk festival? Marching right up here to the KPBX doorway. Good idea. Let's have ourselves a live broadcast of the Fall Folk Festival. Nothing going on right now. Well, we're at the community college, so let's do it right here. A couple of good tunes, Wings and the Orange and the Blue. Let's listen. With weather like that, you better come on in. Oh, Kenyon, the drummer waits outside? Okay. Aaron, what do you got? Welcome to the Argyleshire Gathering? How about we make it a welcome to the Fall Folk Festival? And there we go, some bagpipes. Aaron Stratton playing that. It's the tune called Welcome to the Argyleshire Gathering, and we renamed it Welcome to the Fall Folk Festival. You who are listening, welcome to the Fall Folk Festival. Kevin Brown, welcome to the Fall Folk Festival.
It's good to be here, Vern.
And Kevin Brown, who is the producer of our own Front Porch Bluegrass here every Sunday at 1, but also who is very much part of the whole scene in so many ways. We're going to get into that. Glad to have you here. And we're doing what we can do because that's what we've done for the last couple of years. Sounds like a Carlos Alden sort of
paying respects to Carlos sort of thing.
The best you can do is all you can do. And that is to bring you a bunch of folk performers for the next two hours, because this is the great legacy of this broadcast, isn't it?
Yes, and even though the Fall Folk Festival is not taking place in person this year, we're
carrying on this great tradition that I think Carlos was one of the ones who helped start the live broadcast that's been going on as part of the Fall Folk Festival, at least since 2004, I think was about the date that we decided that first live broadcast happened. And the festival itself, of course, going on longer than that, back into the 90s, 25 years, I believe, for the Fall Folk Festival here in Spokane.
We always meant this program to be kind of a beacon to bring people and the good old recent days to the Spokane Community College and the Lehrer Auditorium and everything that went on there. And so now we're bringing you as a beacon into the fact that you can go to the Folklore Society's homepage there, SpokaneFolkFestival.org, because they're going to be revealing a bunch of virtual performances for a while. From how long? It's quite a while, right?
They'll be doing those videos online. I think they're going up today, and they'll be available until the, I believe, the end of the year. So you have a little less than a couple of months to catch some of the many fine folk festival videos produced specially for this virtual Fall Folk Festival this year, and covering such a wide variety of music. We've got some great, great traditions here in the Inland Northwest musically and artistically, and you can find things to please every musical palette.
Meanwhile, we have our own show to do, so let's get some sense of who we're going to hear.
Yeah, first out, we have 2 hours of music today, and first hour, we just heard from Aaron Stratton and Kenyon Fields, ushering us in with that bagpipes and drum. Lonesome Lyle Morris will be on here a little bit later in this hour. Jen Edgren will be bringing us some songs. We have the Spokane Storytelling League, which will be a real treat. And then Dr. Bob Riggs will be finishing out our first hour of performances.
And then we got a second hour coming along. Frankie G with some really interesting songs she'll bring to us. Ron Doyen will be in. Then we get to have a really great experience with a Chinese zither player, Ina Wong. And then throughout it all, and then ending with a set of his own, is our good friend Ken Glaster.
Ken Glaster. You know, to be in the room with Ken Glaster and Vern Wyndham, two people who have musically been a big part of my life, it's kind of like being in the room with Gandalf and Dumbledore all at the same time. So
you set the bar high. Okay. Whoa, oh, that's fun, thanks. Well, anyway, let's get right to it. Jen Edgren, we know her in so many contexts as a great writer of kids' songs, a great writer of very serious songs, and also somebody who can really put us in touch with some of the real origins of the folk tradition. So let's go right to Jen and let her do exactly that.
To sing all over this land. blood between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Ooh, it's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. It's the song about the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, this next song I'm going to do, it's called Family Tree, and it's a song by Tom Chapin, and I've known it for a long time, and so and there's a verse in there that I actually wrote about my own family, so I'm going to put that in there as well. Before the days of Jell-O, lived a prehistoric fellow who loved a maid and courted her beneath the banyan tree. And they had lots of children, and their children all had children, and they kept on having children until one of them had me. We're a family and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history, from my great-great-granddaddy reaching up to me. We're a green and growing family tree. My grandpa came from Russia. My grandma came from Prussia. They met in Nova Scotia, had my dad in Tennessee. Then they moved to Yokohama, where daddy met my mama. Her dad's from Alabama, and her mom's part Cherokee. We're a family and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history. From my great-great-granddaddy reaching up to me, we're a green and growing family tree. Well, one fine day I may go to Tierra del Fuego. Perhaps I'll meet my spouse there and we'll move to Timbuktu. And our kid will be bilingual, and though she may stay single, and she could of course commingle with the king of Kathmandu. We're a family and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history. From my great-great-granddaddy reaching up to me, we're a green and growing family tree. Woo! Madagascar aren't the same as in Alaska. They got different foods and different moods and different colored skin. You may have a different name, but underneath we're much the same. You're probably my cousin, and the whole world is our kin. We're a family and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history. From my great-great-granddaddy reaching up to me, we're a green and growing family tree. So I mentioned, I put in a verse from my own family, and it's from my father's side. And my father was from Sweden. So in this, it talks about farfar, which is grandfather in Sweden, and farmor. It goes like this. My farfar came from Sweden, and farmor came from Sweden. My dad was born in Sweden, and his siblings were born there too. And they all grew up in Sweden, with a happy life in Sweden. But then my dad left Sweden so I could sing this song to you. We're a family, and we're a tree. Our roots go deep down in history. From my great-great-grandmother reaching up to me, We're a green and growing family tree. We're a green and growing family. Okay, this next song I'm going to do is one that I wrote this year in February. I was asked to do a little segment for the Spokane Folklore Society. They were having monthly Zoom meetings, and it was in February, and the theme was love and chocolate. And so I was trying to think of songs that that had both love and some that had chocolate in it, and I just felt that there were just not enough songs about chocolate. So I wrote a chocolate love song, and that's the title of this one. Ice cream with hot fudge or a devil's food cake. A chocolate chunk cookie is bliss. Some truffles, tasty mousse, and a creamy milkshake. Oh, I can't resist your Hershey kisses. Oh, spark that gets me through my day. Sea salt, caramel, or a fruit nut combination, a touch of sweet mint, or just plain. You're guaranteed to bring me that divine sensation. From you I can hardly restrain myself. Oh, chocolate, I love you so, sweet chocolate. You make me glow, milky or dark. You give me that spark that gets me through my day. Get me through my day. Ooh, 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 sweet chocolate. This last song I'm going to do is called You're 10, and I'm going to be doing it on my charango.
Thank you.
thank you, Jen Edgren. Wow, not only your 10 one of her own songs, but that great chocolate song before.
We're
that.
All craving chocolate now.
We are. Yeah. She has a power over people. Tell us a few more.
Yeah, Jen's been performing for several years at the Spokane Folk Festival, mm-hmm. so it's great to have her kick off our virtual Fall Folk Festival this year. And, you know, I was realizing, I think I almost associate her as much with farmers markets as I do with the Fall Folk Festival, because I've seen her there several times, even bumping up into her up at the Sandpoint Farmers Market once this summer. So, yeah, always some great songs for kids of all ages and beyond from Jen. So thank you so much for starting off our show for us today.
And we're going to have a little more legacy of farmers market performers coming along before the show's over. We go till 1 o'clock, but I wanted to bring in a little bit of literature here. Literature, as we say on the radio. Because when we were doing our poetry moment, you brought in some haiku. Tell me about you and haiku.
I don't know how me and haiku started. I just grabbed a little notebook a couple of years ago, and I think I was not writing songs or something, and just started writing haiku, and it sort of became a daily discipline through most of the COVID times, so it kind of got me through that.
Well, got one or two or three?
I do. I was thinking about this when we were doing songs for kids of all ages. Here's a few that, you know, for those of us who are getting on in our years and joints creaking and bones aching and stuff, and yet you still feel like a kid, so here's a few in that vein. The morning haiku takes my hand like a grandchild, leading me outside. I put a shirt on the wrinkled old white torso I found on the floor. And only 40 songs could fit in a radio when I was a boy.
There we go, three haiku. We'll hear a couple more later on, brought to us by Kevin. Of course, as part of the official Proud Grandpa's League, the first one got to me when I first heard it.
And that's going to be me here in another 6 weeks or so.
Oh,
I'll be
good.
Having my first grandchild. So.
Autobiographical haiku, yep. Just the way we need him. Well, anyway, we talked about farmers markets, and we've seen him there. We've seen him a lot of places. Let's have Lyle Morse come in and really give us some great songs that he has for us. What do you got, Lyle?
Well, this first song I'm going to do is something I wrote. It's called It's Just My Heart. You know I tried and I tried to walk through those gates of Eden. You know I tried and I tried to walk through those gates of Eden. But the fence was so tall and the latch was firmly locked. But it's not the end of the world, it's just my heart. Whoa, don't try to tell me that you know how I feel. Whoa, please don't try to tell me that you know how I feel. Well, I tried to get started, but was so easily stopped. But it's not the end of the world, it's just my heart. Over and over, I looked into your eyes. There behind your rampant was just a pack of lies. And do you think it's so easy just walking away from you? You probably think my little world, boy, is gonna come unglued. But my soul won't be defeated. I'm gonna find a way to restart, 'cause it's not the end of the world, it's just my heart. Over and over, I looked into your eyes. There behind your rampant was just a pack of lies. And do you think it's so easy just walking away from you? probably think my little world, woe is gonna come unglued. But my soul won't be defeated. I'm gonna find a way to rest on, cause it's not the end of the world, it's just my heart. No, it's not the end of the world, it's just my heart. No, it's not the end of the world, it's just my heart.
Thank you very much. It's great having a studio audience. So, okay. All right, I'll jump into something else here. This is another song that I wrote, and it's called Even After You've Gone. Well, up in the morning, gotta catch a plane, but putting distance between us won't diminish the pain. Well, ain't it strange how life just keeps moving on, and I'll keep on needing you even after you've gone. Oh, I thought those stripes couldn't touch me when I stood out in the rain, but that light at the end of my tunnel turned out to be an oncoming train. Well, ain't it funny how life just keeps moving on, and I'll keep on loving you even after you've gone. Well, putting my life in order means other things could fall apart, but your face and your words have found a home in my heart, and I'ma run to you though blinded by the sun, and I'll keep on wanting you even after you've gone. To do another song here that's another one that I wrote, and it is called I don't want it no more. Don't let that swinging door hit you in the behind when you walk out my door. Don't let that swinging door hit you in the behind when you walk out my door. We'll take all your baggage with you, pretty baby. I don't want it no more. You can't sleep in my attic. I done swept all that dust off my floor. You can't sleep in my attic. I done swept all that dust off my floor. We'll take all your baggage with you, pretty baby. I don't want it no more. Well, you can jump up and down and slap my face, but I gotta find someone. Let me reach a state of grace. You can't cook in my kitchen. I ain't bought no stuff from your store. You can't cook in my kitchen. I ain't bought no stuff from your store. We'll take all your baggage with you, pretty baby. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it no more.
All right. Thank you very much.
One more. One more.
Okay. So I'm going to skip from myself. I wrote all the three previous songs, but this song is a Robert Johnson tune. And it's called Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey, baby, don't you want
back to that land of California. Well, sweet home, Chicago home.
Wow, come on over and talk to us a little bit while we get going.
Step over to the interrogation spotlight over here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna ring him out, okay. Yeah, we promise. That, by the way, this is from the Fall Folk Festival. This is the opening of the Fall Folk Festival. It's virtual, but we're right here at the KPBX studio, and that's where you're hearing these pretty sounds coming with the help of some fine engineering from Jim Tevenin and a lot of great helpers that we'll thank toward the end. Okay, I'm going to start with the obvious. Yes, your stage name is Lonesome Lyle. Did you give yourself that name or did somebody else?
No, one night I was doing a gig here in town, and at the end of the gig, it was the first gig that I did after I had been involved in working with the trio for like 5 years. And the people that were at the gig knew, the audience knew that I was there by myself for the first time. And this one lady said, well, now what are you going to call yourself, Lonesome? And I said, I think that might work. So I went with the Lonesome.
How many years ago was that?
That was probably 15 years
okay.
ago.
Okay. Yeah, I've always been astounded. You get so much soul just out of your voice and your guitar. I've seen you in a crowded, noisy wine bar with bad acoustics, just
almost
calmly playing up there. I've seen you in a quiet room, but it's just astounding. So yeah, I was wondering if you ever played with a band.
I did. I had a duo called Case Closed for, like I say, 5, maybe 7 years, something like that. And then, of course, Keeler, Melvin, and Morse.
Oh, yes.
Which you people know. And we are, by the way, working on kind of doing a reunion kind of
thing. Okay. And yeah, trading songs a bit in that format, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we did that for 5,
yeah,
7 years.
Boy, yeah, the three pillars of the Spokane roots music scene right there.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be involved with them. I mean, we sat down and started working on material again, and it was just like nothing ever happened.
Yep.
And it's been like 10 years. So.
Lyle, thanks. It's really, really a treat to hear
you. Always a pleasure to be here.
And the farmers markets are good too, but this is the place to hear you. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.